Okay, so let's do a seated awareness here. So with your eyes closed, sitting in your office chair, I'd like you just to sit naturally. So just how you would do if you weren't thinking about it. Okay, now let's, with the eyes closed, focus much more internally or somatically here. So I'd like you to notice if you're sitting in front or behind of your sit bones. So if you're not too sure, just roll the pelvis back and forth. So allowing that tailbone to tuck up and under, and then allowing the tailbone to jut out behind. So when you notice where your position is, just slowly come back to what you feel is normal for you at this point. Okay, so do you notice, is that in front or behind of your sit bones? So again, using that rocking action with the tailbone tucking up towards the ceiling and sticking out, just roll back and forth, both front and behind of that sit bone, and then start to make that rocking movement smaller so that you start to recalibrate your pelvis and your brain starts to actually notice where your sit bones are. So see if you can just balance yourself on those sit bones. So we're not in front and we're not behind them. And then when you've done that, let's just notice where you're loading your pressure or your body weight. So do you notice if you're loading your weight through one bum cheek more than the other, for instance? And if you are, let's just start to rock on and roll onto one bum cheek. So roll into one bum cheek first, and then go into the next bum cheek, and then just sway between the two bum cheeks until you make that movement smaller, and then bring yourself back to neutral. And then when you find that you're in that neutral position, just bring your awareness to how things are shifting for you. So we've now got the tailbone and the sit bone, should I say, directly underneath our body, and we've got our body weight balanced between the two bum cheeks. Okay, now from here, let's just travel through your backbone all the way to your shoulders and bring your awareness to your position of your shoulders. So do they feel as if they're rolling forward? Do they feel as if they're set back? Do they feel as if your shoulders are up towards your ears? Or do you notice one shoulder may be higher than the other shoulder? So let's just recalibrate this too. So let's roll the shoulders forward and then roll them back. And keep going back and forward and then start to make the movement smaller until the shoulders feel like they're centered. And then also likewise, if we feel that the shoulders are up towards our ears, just shrug the shoulders up towards the ears and then allow them to drop down. And then go back and forth, so up towards the ears and back down. And make that movement smaller again until you feel that those shoulders are centered and they're in the correct position. And then finally, let's bring your attention to your head position. So do you feel as you sit there that your head and your face may be looking down towards the floor? So again, keep your eyes closed because we want to notice how you feel internally to this. So let's just look up towards the ceiling, look down towards the floor, and then again go between the two angles until you feel that you've reached center and you're looking straight ahead. And likewise, if you feel as if your head may be tilted to one side, just gently and carefully lower your ear to the one shoulder and then take your head to the other shoulder. So let the ear and the shoulder come quite close together and then make that movement smaller until you feel again that your head is centered. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes and notice where your eye line is. Just sense and feel the shifts and the changes in your body. And throughout your day, just use this exercise to recalibrate and recenter and increase and improve your internal GPS. So you start to move more efficiently with the head and the neck and the shoulders, and the correct muscles will switch on and the other muscles will switch off when they're not needed.